And I'm telling you, God is getting ready to do great things, because to each of you on the line this morning, it is your time Thursday. So it is your time, and now it is my time to pass this call over to our prayer general, one of my sisters in the Lord, one of my sisters here on the TMC, none other than Minister Robin Wilson at this time. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Evangelist Tiffany. Good morning and thank you. Praise God. I tell you, the joy of the Lord just shines through Tiffany. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 everyone. Just as my sister said, it is your time. Glory to God. I am just filled with the joy and the love of Jesus. I can just feel it on this call. I feel it in my bones, and I want to shout, praise the Lord. It is our time, and we thank you for that, Lord. My name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. The Master's Call is a call that has been founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and it was founded on October 25th, 2010. You see, God said it was our time, and he birthed in them the vision for this call. And the mission statement that we stand on is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And our scripture is also found in Psalms 88:13. And it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." This call is about the Master. We start off every Monday through Friday faithfully at 7 to 7:30 Central Standard Time. And also, we love to hear what God has to say through the service. And one of the things about this call is every single one of them has been archived. Every single one of them is on our awesome website. And our website address is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Take your time. Go to the site. Listen to the messages, because it is your time. There are some powerful messages on our site, and the Lord is speaking to his body. So thus saith the Lord, listen, hear what your Father has to say to you. Hallelujah. We also have an email address, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We invite you, friends and family, send us your email. Send us your praise reports. Send us your prayer requests. If you would like to be one of our prayer intercessors, drop us a little note, and we'll get back to you, and we will be glad to have you join us on this call. We love to pray. We start this call off with prayer in the morning, and we end the call with prayer before we go out into the marketplace as one of God's ministers. And the thread that has brought many of us together, it's the Diaz de Leon family, and they have an awesome, awesome company called Artist International. Artist International is a Christian health and wellness company. They started this business. Many of us, as I said, are distributors. We love to promote health and wellness. We love the fact that this is a company that is sold out to the Lord. And if you're not a distributor, go ahead back to the person that invited you to the call. It is your time to find out more about Artists International. It is your time to find out more as you listen to this call what the man of God is going to say this day. It is our time, and the word of God is going to be manifested in our lives. Now, without further ado, I am bringing up one of our awesome prayer intercessors. She's going to open us up in prayer to ensure that we don't have any distractions, because it is our time to hear the word of God. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sis. Take it away.
Good morning, Master's Call listeners. Good morning, Daddy God. We come this morning to bless you. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to hear your anointed word this morning so that we become better doers of your word and not just hearers of it. We come each morning, the Master's Call family, to enrich, to enhance, and to empower our lives and to produce good fruit. We come so that we are strengthened in you and in the power of your might, Lord God. We come so that we might have a better understanding of who you are, God, which enables us to better understand who we are in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, this morning we begin our time with you in prayer, anticipating a rich word straight from your throne through Pastor Everett. I command the atmosphere to clear. I rebuke disturbances in the airways. I come against malfunction of the phone lines. I dispatch the angels of the Lord to open the portals of heaven for an anointed Holy Ghost-filled sanctified call this morning. I bind the hand of the enemy from this call and pull down every stronghold and evil spirit. I loose the spirit of the Lord to flow through his mind, speak through his lips with accuracy, clarity, and boldness. I thank you, Lord, in advance that he speaks not with the wisdom of man, but with the wisdom and revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for the vision you gave them for this call. I pray that you keep them in your bosom, continue to increase them more and more. Thank you for Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family. I ask you to continue to bless them and all of your people. Father God, I ask that you prick the mind and the heart of every listener. I pray that each will receive the rhema word you have for them as they listen this morning. I pray that we will be fed on this word today and that we will process it and that it will produce what you would have it to in our lives. And we ask these blessings according to your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Amen means so be it. I am in agreement with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Candy. Well, family, it is our time. We are truly going to be blessed as we are every single day, but we have a treat for you. We have a new member who is going to impart the word of God to us. It is truly Pastor Everett's time. He is an ordained minister, and it's been for over 28 years. He is the founder and the president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. Glory to God. Our provider, yes, Jehovah Jireh Ministries. He's married to his first lady, Miss Cheryl, for over 19 years. He's also the senior evangelist for Calvary District Association. He's a certified biblical counselor. He loves to teach the word. He currently holds the position of third assistant dean of Calvary District Congress of Christian Education. He's also the vice president of DIMA. You know we love our acronyms. Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance. Praise God. And his mission, which is so important, is to transform the lives for the kingdom of God. It is our time to be transformed, and I present to all of us today, Pastor Everett. Are you there?
Yes, Sister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, Pastor. The floor is yours.
Thank you. God bless you. Ms. Robin Wilson, such a warm introduction, and I thank God for being here on the Master's Morning Call. We thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for a vision to make this all happen. Amen. We thank God for Minister Evangelist Tiffany with It's Your Time Thursday, and we're going to deal with that theme just a little bit and add a little bit to it. It's your time to touch lives to make a difference. We want to continue from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, where we left off before. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That's an NIV version, and the Message version says, you you steal to shop and steal, and one friend sharpens another. We live in a time, my brothers and sisters, that we have to be busy about touching lives. The world will not get any better if we stay to ourselves and we keep what we have to ourselves, by ourselves. And folk need to hear a word from the Lord. And only time that people can hear a word from the Lord is if we open our mouth and say something. We need to be bold enough to say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we be glad in it. We have to open our mouth and not be ashamed of the glory of the Lord in our lives. And it is time, amen, to touch lives and to make a difference. I'm reminded of a message in the Word of God that found in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus is talking about his encounter with Zacchaeus. You know the story. When Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming his way, and he was such a short man, in stature, he climbed a tree, a sycamore fig tree, that is, just to see, just to take a view of a man that can make a difference in one's life. Amen. He realized that just to see a man that has such an impact on society, that touched lives by healing them, casting out demons, and doing such a work of ministry in his town. He said, I just got to see this man. Amen. And Jesus walked by and said, Zacchaeus, come down, man. We're going to hang today. This is the time that, amen, I'm going to spend with you on today. How many know that as a result of Jesus spending time with Zacchaeus, the man changed his life? Amen. Amen. And it's just something. When Jesus touches our lives, something ought to happen. We ought not to be the same. It's a shame for us to be in church Sunday after Sunday, and there's no change. We have folks sitting in our pews Sunday after Sunday and still living lives, amen, as if they have not met the man, amen. But this is a time, amen, time to change lives, time to make a difference. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. God has called us to make a difference. So if irons can sharpen iron, we ought to be about making a difference and sharpening one another. I feel that it's time to make a difference. Amen. Even in our business, I found that it's important to get with folk that's going somewhere in life. Amen. If we hang around people that don't want nothing and don't care about nothing, it's going to rub off on us. We're going to find ourselves in a slump. Amen. Not going anywhere, not wanting nothing, because they don't want nothing. They're not shooting for nothing. They're not striving for nothing. And we're hanging around them expecting our business to grow. We need to look at this thing. We need to look at this thing in a new perspective. We need to realize that if we want to be all that God called us to be, we have to be rubbing shoulders with folk that are making changes, making impacts on other people's lives. Hang with somebody that's not ashamed of the gospel. Hang with somebody that's not ashamed to give their testimony. Yes, I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Something happened when the Lord touched me. Amen, amen. So this day, we need to purpose our heart to be about touching lives, to make a difference. Amen. I'm looking at a book, and I want to recommend this book to us in reading, because I found out that we're going to be the same today, next year, as we are today, if we fail to read positive, life-changing books like Winning with People by John Maxwell. This book had impact on my life. Amen. And I want to share just a little bit about what John Maxwell have to say. He says this. He says that perspective is very important. People who lack perspective are like Lucy in the Peanuts comic strip by Charles Schulz. In one strip, while Lucy swings on the playground, Charlie Brown reads to her, "It says here that the world revolves around the sun once a year." Lucy stops abruptly and responds, "The world revolves around the sun Yes, that's sure, but I thought it revolves around me. Don't we know people sounds like that, and many times they feel that the world, amen, revolves around them. They're just self-centered and self-serving. If we're going to make a difference, we have to get out of the rut of just looking at ourselves, what I can do for me, what you can do for me, and not thinking about what others need from us. Amen. I'm reminded of John Maxwell. He said he started a ministry when he felt that he had a vision. And he said, if I'm going to make this vision work, I need people on my side. I need to get people to see it as I see it. But he realized down the road it was not about people seeing his vision, but he had to look into the lives of others, and he found out that real ministry was meeting people's needs. It's not about seeing his vision, but he realized that as he was pouring into other people's lives, he realized that his vision was being met because it was, amen, brought right back to him like a boomerang because he was pouring into other people's lives. If we're going to make it in life, we have to look at other people's lives. We have to realize that other people have needs. It's not about us. It's not about us. In fact, we need to learn, as John Maxwell said, to check our egos at the door. We have to realize that it's not about us, but it is about the Lord. It's not about us, but it's about bringing honor and glory to God. It's not about us. It's about touching lives to make a difference. This is, amen, it's your time Thursday. It's your time to touch a life. It's your time to make a difference. I'm reminded today, and it's kind of sad as well because this week I had the privilege of sitting down with an old gentleman that I've known for many years. We just on the porch talking, and he just told me down the street a neighbor, son passed away, and not knowing about it, he told me who it was. And this young man that passed away, in fact, he said, well, by the way, Reverend Thomas, they having the funeral of this young man today. And you know that I was floored because this young man had been on my mind. I wanted to call him, and I got so busy and got into my agenda. And I said, well, baby, I'll get to it when I can. And not knowing this brother had gone on to be with the Lord, and they were having the funeral the very day that I was sitting on the porch talking with this older brother that has poured into my life down through the years. And how many know it's so important when God reveals something to you, when God, amen, calls you to remember somebody's name, amen, to go to them, to encourage them, to let them know that they're special to you, to let them know that, amen, that they can make it in life, that you don't have to, amen, amen, succumb to the things that are surrounding you that's negative, but you can come out from where you are and you can make, amen, life better than what it is. We have to spend time, amen, to take time and to make time, amen, to touch lives to make a difference. Yes, I was crushed because this brother poured into me, amen, many times. He'd come to me and tell me how much his mother cared about me, that even when she died, she wanted me to do her funeral. And just, amen, just encouraged me to keep on pushing on in the work of the Lord. And here he is being buried this very day. I'm sitting down talking to somebody else. How many know it's time, amen, to make a difference? It's time to stop procrastinating. Stop putting off. You tell somebody today that you love them. Tell somebody today that they are important. Tell somebody today that, amen, that they can, amen, make it in life. They don't have to, amen, succumb, amen, to the economy of the day, but they can, amen, make it happen even today. It's our time Thursday. Amen. It's our time to get up and get out and make a difference. Make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. I heard somebody say today, don't even think about going to touch a life if you don't, amen, purpose in your heart to make a difference. In other words, to make their life better than what it was before you got there. Amen. You need to be, amen, in a mind set. amen, to transform somebody's life, this make it your time today, Thursday, amen. It's your time, amen, to transform a life to the glory of God, amen. It's going to take some sacrifice. It's not easy, amen, always to confront people, amen, to make a point to say to somebody that you care, because we're busy. I understand. We have things on our agenda. We have things that we have to do. But to take a pause, push that pause button, say, wait a minute now. Let me speak into your life today. Amen. Let me tell you that God has greatness in store for you. Let me tell you that, amen, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. You can be somebody. You can soar like the eagles. Amen. You can be all that God called you to be. I'm reminded of a song, and I'm going to take it. Amen. 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 At the end of this, amen. Let me tell you this. It says it only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around you can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread his love to everyone you want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing. The flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing. It's fresh light. Spring, you want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on him. It matters not where you are bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want my world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. That song, Pass It On, it just stirs my spirit to not to be self-centered, not to be so, amen, concerned about Reverend Everett Thomas and what I've done and what our purpose to do, but to pour into somebody else's life, to sharpen another person's life, to make a difference. And I challenge us today, all of us on this phone, amen, conference call today, that it is not our time, amen, to sit back on what God has given us. It's our time to touch a life, amen, and to make a difference. Yes, the word says that iron sharpens iron, and so one person must sharpen another. God bless your heart. Keep on sharpening somebody's life. Keep on making a difference even on today. God bless you. Back to you, Robin.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett. What a powerful word. It is our time to make a difference. Tell somebody today that you love them. Tell them they can make it. Make a difference in somebody's life. What a powerful word. We can all take one of those nuggets, many of those nuggets, and let's make sure we do that today. Minister LaShawn, are you there? Can you come forward and lift up our prayer request and close out this call? Thank you so much, Pastor Everett. Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sis.
God bless you too. Amen. Thank you for the word this morning, Pastor Everett. Father, we come to you and we thank you. We thank you for giving us the authority to make it our time today through you. We also thank you for all the days of our life that you have blessed us with thus far. We ask that you please continue to guide us and lead us and direct us as your sheep. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much that if we abide by you, all things are possible. We thank you for the new installed greatness in us. We love you and we lift you and magnify your holy name on a minute by minute, second by second, thought by thought basis. Father God, we love you, and we thank you so much for giving us a clear, unhindered call. We thank you for casting down those demonic spirits and allowing us to hear the word clearly. We ask that this word continues to process in us, download in us, and we ask that you please refill our brother as he has so graciously given to us through you. We thank you so much, Father God, because there is no coincidences. There is no coincidence that the internet was made. There is no coincidence that calls were made. There is no coincidence that Artist International was made. There are no coincidences that you put Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa in the right path so we all can praise and give reverence to your name. So we thank you. We thank you for leading all our paths in Jesus' name for a holy reason, for we join together and touch and agree that all those who are ill will be healed. We thank you for the healing of our sister. We thank you so much for healing Miss Josie. We thank you for touching Dr. PK. We thank you so much for touching Papa Preston. We thank you, Father God, for touching everybody that has asked for a prayer request. We ask that you please bless and love on the family who no longer have their child, but just teach them and know that everything happens for a godly reason. Teach them, Lord, to continue to praise your name and love on you. Let them know that there are no mistakes or failure. To us, it may seem like one, but to you, you know the final call. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for having Joshua to be successful and having not one, not two, but three ways out. We thank you, Father. We thank you for our grandma who was able to drive a car accident and walk and still ask to drive, Father of God. We thank you. We thank you for all those prayers that are heard and unheard. We thank you for all those wishes that are said and not said, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the air we breathe. We thank you for all that you will and have done for us. We thank you for putting that super in front of the natural, because we know that we have the authority in you if we continue to abide and praise your name. So we thank you, Father, Lord God. All these things we ask in your name, we love you and we thank you. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you, Minister LaShawn. Family, well, we heard a powerful, powerful word. And just as it was said by Pastor Everett, it is our time today to think about someone else. Let's make a difference today in someone else's life. I want to say, Minister Tiffany, thank you, thank you, thank you for that anointed theme, a God time theme. It is our time. Minister Candy, thank you for that powerful prayer, opening us up, ensuring that the airway was clear so that we heard the word and we received it, and we're going to act on it. Minister LaShawn, thank you for closing that powerful word, because it will not be lost or stolen. It will not fall on bad ground. It's going to fall on good ground in the name of Jesus. And mighty man of God, Pastor Everett, we love you. We honor you. We esteem you. We thank you for coming to the call, being part of our family, and reminding us, because we're going through a transformation. It is our time. We are going to be selfless so that we can continue to be about our Father's business, changing the lives of others. And to you, the Master Call family, we love you. Go out into the marketplace this day, on this Thursday. It is your time, family. Be that minister in the marketplace. Have a wonderful day. We will speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.